do you calculate sheva brachas? You're marrying off a son, a daughter, or you yourself are getting married. And you're trying to figure out, when does the sheva brachas start and when does it end? When is the first day? Is the day of the wedding the first day of sheva brachas? Or is the first day of sheva brachas only once the wedding is already over? For example, if one son or daughter is getting married on Tuesday, the chuppah is taking place before Shkia. Is Tuesday the first day of sheva brachas? Or is Tuesday night Wednesday the first day? So we have a clear ruling in the Ramah, in Ibn Ezra chapter 62, Halacha 6, based on the Rosh, that the first day of sheva brachas goes by when the chuppah took place, not the wedding meal. So if the chuppah took place on Tuesday before Shkia, Tuesday is considered the first day of sheva brachas, even though the wedding meal is only taking place Tuesday night, which in Halacha is already Wednesday. This would make that Monday, the following Monday, is the last day of sheva brachas, and not the following Tuesday. So is the ruling of majority of Achreinim, an explanation of the ruling of the Ramah. However, there are opinions, the Knesset Yecheskel, Shulchan Atar, and others who say, no, the sheva brachas starts not from the chuppah, but from the wedding meal. So if your wedding meal took place Tuesday night, then Tuesday night is the first day of sheva brachas. And you would finish the sheva brachas when? Only the next week on Tuesday. Tuesday would be the last day. Practically, we follow the majority of Achreinim, as we said before in explanation of the Ramah, that we follow the chuppah and not the meal. That is the final ruling. Now, a lot of times you have weddings taking place in the twilight zone. The chuppah starts before Shkia but extends until nighttime. And then you enter into questions. Was the first day of sheva brachas already, did it already happen? Or did it not yet happen and it's about to happen? So what part of the chuppah determines that the first day of sheva brachas has already passed? So the Ramah says that it's the sheva brachas under the chuppah is what makes it count. So if the Edison took place, the ring was given, etc., etc., before nightfall, but the sheva brachas were only said after nightfall, then the first day of sheva brachas counted from that night. In order to count the sheva brachas from the previous day, then the sheva brachas under the chuppah must be completed before nighttime. Now, what do you do if the sheva brachas took place during Bein Hashmashes, during twilight? Bein Hashmashes is Safik day, Safik night. So did the sheva brachas of the first day already happen or did it not yet happen? How do you calculate the 7 days of sheva brachas? So this is a big question, and it's debated and disputed amongst Peiske Deireinu, as well as Peiskim in previous generations. And practically, Safik Brachas Lahakel, and therefore one should consider that the first day of Sheva Brachas already took place if the Chuppah, the Sheva Brachas under the Chuppah, was completed during Bein Hashmashes. However, initially, one is certainly to try to avoid such a situation of entering into a suffix in whether he has lost 1 day of sheva brachas or not. To summarize this halacha, whenever by a wedding a chuppah is taking place during the daytime, while the meal is taking place only by night, that day is considered already the first day of sheva brachas, and we don't follow the nighttime meal. In the event that the chuppah took place during the day, but the saying of the sheva brachas under the chuppah took place at night, then we follow the night time. In the event that the chuppah with the sheva brachas took place during Bein Hashmashes, it is a questionable situation which should be avoided, but if took place, Safik brachas lahaka, we have to consider that the first day of sheva brachas has already passed.